Module 1, Lesson 2, The Moon and You. Here's what you'll discover. How the feminine is linked to the moon. Solar lunar energy and why understanding those concepts is important. We're going to be talking about the lunar mythic view as told to us by Joseph Campbell. We're going to be doing some practices to increase our moon awareness. But why all this talk about the moon? This quote by Anne Kent Rush from the book Moon, Moon explains it perfectly. The position of the moon in a culture is the same as the position of women in that culture. Our fates are inexorably shared. Knowledge and attitudes about the moon have paralleled those about women and the female principle down through recorded time. So if knowledge and attitudes about the moon parallel knowledge and attitudes about women, then it's time we learn a few fun facts about the moon. Here are some facts about La Luna. The moon's orbit takes 27 days. That means it takes 27 days for the moon to go around the Earth. A moon cycle takes 29 and a half days. So for the moon to go from new moon through all of its phases back to new moon, it takes 29 and a half days. Most women's menstrual cycle is 28 days, give or take. The moon orbits Earth 13 times a year. There are 13 moon cycles a year. The average woman has 13 menstrual cycles per year. Are you detecting a pattern here? We'll talk more about the number 13 in an upcoming lesson. The moon rules the flow of fluids and also the unconscious. For many animals on the planet, the peak of conception, or ovulation, appears to occur on the full moon. Ovulation and conception rates decrease during the new moon. Light plays a documented role in regulating menstrual cycles. The moon has a period when it's covered in darkness before it waxes again to fullness. Women go through a period of darkness each month when their life force appears to diminish. The moon also experiences a time of brightness, as do women. So if we take an average cycle length for a woman, let's say 28 days, and we break it down, we can see her cyclical fluctuating hormones. So day one is the first day of her bleed. And you can track down here on the bottom and see exactly where her hormone levels are. Notice how they peak at ovulation, and then progesterone here peaks in the luteal phase, and then everything bottoms out here at about day 27, 28. So noticing that from day 1 to 2, 2 to 3, the hormones are slightly different. In this way, hormonally speaking, you are not the same person as you were yesterday, nor will you be tomorrow. In this way, we are like the ever-changing face of the moon. If you imagine the moon changes just a little bit each day. Imagine if we looked up into the sky at night and said, "Oh, erratic rock. Some days it's light, some days it's dark. It can't make up its mind. It doesn't know what it wants. It's crazy." It sounds ridiculous, but we do the same thing with women. We haven't taken the time to track women's cycles, so we don't understand them. We call women erratic, crazy, indecisive, changes from day to day. But just like we can track the moon and know exactly when the next full moon will be, we can start to track our cycles to really understand the predictability of our energy and moods. I love this quote by the Buddha. Three things cannot be long hidden: the sun, the moon, and the truth. So let's keep digging for the truth here. What it means to be a cyclical being. Solar lunar energies and how these can be applied to people. Men and children are linear beings, like the sun. They're more or less hormonally consistent from day to day. Sometimes there are a few clouds, or it can even rain, but the sun is always there, rising and setting in a predictable pattern each day. Women are cyclical beings, like the moon. Each day, the fluctuating hormones change the body's chemistry ever so slightly, so that she's different than the day before. So in this fashion, she's like the ever-changing face of the moon in the sky, each day a slight variation from the previous. During menarche, or a girl's first bleed, she transitions from being a linear being like the sun to a cyclical being like the moon, often with little or no direction as to how to navigate this huge change. Our mothers, grandmothers, and aunties, they weren't given any direction themselves, and most of them are not even aware of the moon's connection to the feminine, so it's hard for them to know what to say during this transition. In order to break this cycle and initiate girls into the lunar world of women, we first have to initiate ourselves, and that's just what we're doing in this course. I want to mention here a theory by Joseph Campbell. So if we think about how in modern culture, the normal menstrual cycle has two poles: ovulation, when the ripe egg is released into the fallopian tube, and menstruation, when the thick buildup of lining in the womb is shed. In today's culture, menstruation is usually regarded as the negative pole of the process, ovulation, the positive one. But Joseph Campbell comments that it's characteristic of men values to set the world apart in sharply divided pair of opposites, one which is favored, the other not. He says, this is a solar mythic view, since all shadows flee from the sun. So one is good, one is bad. There's sun and shadow. Good, bad. Virgin, whore. Menstruation, ovulation. But how might it start to affect us when we think of totally normal and natural cycles as having a good side and a bad side? There are so many natural rhythms in life, and one of them is the circadian rhythm, or the sleep-wake cycle. Imagine if we deemed one side bad and one side good. For the purposes of this argument, let's say that sleep is the bad part of the cycle, and waking is the good part. Imagine then if, even on an unconscious level, you disliked yourself for needing to sleep. You found yourself wrong. You fought the urge to sleep. You took medicine so that you didn't have to sleep. It seems insane because we all know what would happen. Our mental well-being would suffer. Our physical well-being would suffer. Our work would suffer. Our relationships would suffer. Not to mention, over time, we'd start to break down and get sick. So if we take this example, we can see how ludicrous it is to say that one side of a natural rhythm is good and the other side is bad. According to Joseph Campbell, in the lunar mythic view, however, which is more naturally feminine, dark and light interact in one sphere. The interplay of opposites creates wholeness. The view that one portion of the cycle is right and the other is wrong limits a woman's capacity to feel into her authentic wholeness of being. So how might this lunar mythic view start to reshape the way you feel about your cycle as a whole? Instead of one pole being positive and one pole being negative, can you see how the two poles come together to create your wholeness of being, your whole experience? So I want to apply the lunar mythic view to our cycle throughout this course, and I'm hoping throughout the rest of your life. In this way, you can begin to embrace your authentic wholeness of being. So as we start to draw attention inwards to become more aware of our personal cycles, also going to remind you to draw your attention outward and become more aware of the queen of cyclicity herself, the moon. Begin to think of the moon as your own personal mascot. Each night, no matter what her phase, she cheers you on with a bright, larger-than-life sign in the sky that says, "You are glorious in all of your phases." Because of the moon's special relationship with the feminine. Because we want to understand a lunar mythic view, and we want to see with our own eyes how light and shadow interplay to make a whole picture. Because we want to look at the mascot in the sky that is the queen of cyclicity, we're going to start increasing moon awareness by simply noticing the moon. Start to do some moon gazing. Just notice, what phase is the moon in today? You can do this from a window in your kitchen. You can do this as you're walking from your office to your car. Or actually go outside with a cup of tea and just notice for a few minutes, what phase is the moon in? Is she waxing or waning? What direction does she rise from? And just start to increase your awareness, resting in the knowledge that you're also increasing your awareness of the feminine. So happy moon gazing, and we'll see you in the next lesson.